News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Irish Emigration Museum today revealed that Dear Erin, a stereotyped Irish rom-com featuring actor Peter Coonan, was all an elaborate hoax. The fake trailer, full of cliches from flat caps to whiskey-soaked letters, was created to challenge tired portrayals of Irish people in film. At what point do we stop laughing off these stereotypes and start questioning why they persist? Eilish Carew, CEO and Museum Director at EPIC, the Irish Emigration Museum, joins us this morning. I have to say, Eilish, absolutely brilliant trailer. And up until maybe the bleeding knuckles of the bare knuckle fight that he was clearly just sitting down from, I kind of believed it.
Yeah, good morning, Ciara. I mean, that's the idea. I mean, Peter Coonan was the actor who's an incredible talent, and we wanted people to believe it because this is really, I suppose, a take on the Hollywood movies that just keep coming with the tired old cliche.
The Wild Mountain Thyme, the Far and Away, the Irish Wish, we've all seen them.
We've all seen them. They keep coming. We keep talking about them. We keep laughing at the dreadful Irish accent. But it's much deeper than the Irish accent. It's really, why do these stereotypes still exist? The bare knuckles came out of our two previous campaigns in 2022 and 23, where we again, you know, looked at on digital. You know, you type into Google, tell me about an Irish man, and it comes up the fighting, the bare knuckle. In 2023, we continue the campaign looking at AI. And when you typed into AI, give me an image of an Irishman, we got exactly the same. So, and it's because the stereotypes keep getting used. And of course, that's why a digital landscape will keep giving you back these landscapes or these stereotypes. So it's time to question it.
And I guess the question also, though, Eilish, is there any harm in these stereotypes? Does this matter?
It does matter, Ciara. So EPIC, the Irish Immigration Museum, was founded by our founder, Neville Isdale, himself an Irish immigrant, who felt the story about the influence of the Irish. Over 70 million people claim Irish heritage. And he felt that, you know, we do punch way above our weight for a very small island. And the story of that we are writers, that we're creators, that we're movie makers, we're politicians, we're influencers, needed to be told. And for so many people internationally, their only reference point to Irish people is actually what they might have seen in the movies. So yes, the stereotypes actually can be quite harmful.
Even though, as you say, we do punch above our weight, we're an influential lobby across the world. The world goes green for St. Patrick's Day. We have, you know, people like Paul Mescal on the world stage, Saoirse Ronan, respected actors, and as you say, writers, creatives, all of that. We are known for that too, surely. So does anyone really pay attention to the kind of the fighting Irish sort of drunken brawler sort of thing?
If you think of the Oscars a few years ago when Irish actors were had been nominated for so many different movies, and the audience had more Irish people than ever before, what was the joke on the stage except, oh, the Irish are in here tonight, I wonder when the fighting will start? And you think of the talent that was sitting in the audience and that they were actually reduced to this. So I think our invitation really is, it's you know, it's a lighthearted way of saying there's more to Ireland, there's more to Irish people than this, and it's our invitation to come to EPIC, come and pay a visit to our beautiful digital museum and get to know a little bit more about what the Irish have achieved around the world.
Look, it's a brilliant trailer. People should look it up. It's the Dear Erin trailer for this. It's a fake Irish movie, but EPIC have produced it in order to make a point. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Eilish Carew. They're the CEO and the director of the EPIC, the Irish Emigration Museum. Let us know what you think about it. Check it out. Let us know what you think. It's very interesting stuff.
It's brilliant.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.